The God that we serve is in this place right now. Those wonderful testimonies of God delivering, of God just being there. That God, Jesus Christ, is in this place right now. Hallelujah. Has anybody ever had an experience with God? Has God ever showed up in your life when you just thought that no one and nothing could stop what was about to happen? When you couldn't make that bill, when you were sick? Did God ever show up in your life? Anybody here? Is there anybody that God showed up? That God is here right now. You know those testimonies, it reminds me, praise God. You know, not too long ago, maybe 3 years ago, 4 years ago, I had lost my job. I lost my job and our resources, my wife and our resources came to a bitter end. We came to the house of the Lord. And we're going back home. We had no idea what we're going to scramble up something. We had no idea. But as we were driving home, maybe about 10 minutes from my home on the highway, and I merged into the highway, and a car came 2 inches off of just crashing right into each other, me and that car. And I looked over, and I said, I was like, what is this guy doing? And the guy that was in the car was a very good friend of mine. We used to hit the streets and preach and minister consistently in the streets. And he rolled down his window in the highway, and he called me. I said, Mike, I'm going to your house. And I was like, what are you going to my house? What is this guy talking about? Got to the front of my house. The guy said, Mike, the Lord put it in my heart, man, to go shopping. Man, we got to go food shopping for you. $300 worth of food and $200 in my pocket. That God is in this place right now. His name is Jesus Christ. That same God, yesterday and today and forever, is here right now. Hallelujah. I remember there was one night I was out preaching 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm not exaggerating. I was out there by myself 1, 2 o'clock in the morning preaching. I got home, fell asleep, and I got up late. My boss was already busting my chops for coming to work late. And I'd be honest with you, I'd rather get fired than to hear my boss's mouth. But I said, I got up. I said, Lord, I was out doing your work. I can't be late today. I got dressed. It takes me at least an hour and a half to get to my job. I only had like an hour left, and I'm not exaggerating. I ran across the concourse in the Bronx, got to the other side. And from that place I was in, Fordham and Webster, it takes like maybe half an hour to get to 241st and White Plains Road. 241st White Plains Road. And as soon as I ran down there, I got to the corner. It was summertime. The two guys came in the car and says, listen, do you know where 241st Street White Plains Road is at? I said, I do. I'm going that way. They said, get in the car. Let's go. I preached the word of God and they got saved. Hallelujah. I didn't get to work. No, hold on. Watch this. I didn't get to work there. Exactly. They got me to 241st, but my job was in Mount Vernon. I still had like another 15 minutes to get to my job. I got off, right? They dropped me off and I'm like, Lord, I got to take another bus to Mount Vernon. And I was like, Lord, I don't know what to do. The Lord said, watch this. My bus came and I was about to get on the bus. And I said, Lord, I know what to do. And the Lord said, he said, walk. And I said, walk. And now the funny thing is, as I was about to get on the bus, people were looking at me like, who's this guy? Who's this guy talking about? They thought I was probably a little off. I'm like, Lord, walk. I said it just like that because he made it so clear that I should walk. So I ran, right? How ridiculous. But I should have just got on the bus and just went, right? But I ran. So I get to my destination. I'm sweating. It was summertime. I'm sweating up a storm. My boss didn't open up the store. She was late. She opened up the store like half an hour later before I got there. If I'd have listened to the Lord and if I'd have walked, I wouldn't have been sweating. My sweat would have been all messed up. I've been good. I should have just listened to what God is saying. What am I saying? The same God is here today, and there's a cry from this pulpit tonight. The cry from the pulpit tonight is to listen, because God is calling tonight. Listen to the call. The same God that we testified about, his name is Jesus Christ. He came and he died on a cross for you and me, that we might be saved, and so that you might experience the provisions and the healings and the blessing and the salvation of God. It's a real thing. It's not a figment of our imagination. It's not something that we have to muster up. God is God and always has been God, and he's God today. and he wants to be your God. If you're here today, and if you want to experience God, now before I go a little further, listen. You may not have all the experience that I had and some of the other people here had before. That may not necessarily happen. But what will happen is that if you give your life to Jesus Christ tonight, what will happen is that you will have an abundancy of life, an abundance of joy. Your life will never, ever be the same again. You see, when God steps in, it's not like what a man can do for you. It's not like what a woman can do for you. It's not like what a job can do for you. When God steps in, everything changes. Can somebody testify to that? For that to be true? Is that true? When God comes in, it changes. It changes everything. The God's name, his name is Jesus Christ. And tonight, the call is to salvation. If you're here tonight, the Bible says that nobody can come unless the Spirit draws him. You're here tonight because God has been drawing you. Everything that you've been going through, the sadness, the depression, the healing, whatever it is, you know what it is. Everything is for this moment right here, right now. God is calling you. The Bible says nobody can come unless the Spirit draws him. God has drawn you to this place tonight, and he has such a beautiful life for you in store. There's only one thing that you need to do. Just got to step out in faith. It's really that simple. And this is all it is. The Bible says that if you believe in Jesus Christ, the Bible says that if you believe in him and you believe in his Father, if you believe that God, that he died and that God raised him from the grave, the Bible says that if you say that to God, the Bible says that he'll step right in and he'll make you his son, he'll make you his daughter. Is there anybody that wants to accept Jesus into their life right now? Anybody? Do you want to experience that abundant life that Jesus promises to all of those who will accept him? I'm going to make an altar call. Listen to the call of God. We don't know about tomorrow because tomorrow is promised to nobody. We don't know if we're going to make it home tonight. But for those of us that are saved, we know that it doesn't matter if we don't go home tonight, because if something should happen tonight, we know where we're going. We're going to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords. And so right now, we're making this invitation. If you want Jesus in your life, if you want God to come in and begin to wash you and to change you and to show you that he is the living God and to bring absolute salvation in your life, I guarantee you that if you meet me here today, I guarantee you, according to his word, I guarantee you, your life will never, ever be the same. It's a guarantee. God may do things in your life that he'll take you to the farthest ends of the world to preach his gospel. He'll make you that man and that woman of God, the people in the street that said you never amount up to anything. Your parents have said that you would never do anything in life. The people that hurt you, it wouldn't make any difference. You go back to them and you say, you know what? Jesus loves you. God has something for you. Listen, if you want Jesus, the Son of the living God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, to come into your life this day, then meet me right here in the front. Please come. Please come. Whether it's one, whether it's 20. Musicians, please. Everybody, please stand up. Everybody, please stand up. Hallelujah. Everyone, focus over here, please. You know what? The devil is an absolute lie. The devil is an absolute liar. When God is about to do something, the devil tries to step in. But we come against everything in the name of Jesus that's contrary to the word of God. We come against it in Jesus' name. And God, we just ask that, oh God, your angels would come and surround this place, oh God. Chase everything out of this sanctuary. They're just not of you, oh God, out in Jesus' name. And if you want the Lord in your life, I guarantee God is going to do something. Come. Come now. Come now so we can pray together. Hallelujah. 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 Listen, for those of us that are in front, hallelujah. I'll say it again. The Bible says that you cannot come unless the Spirit draws you. You're here, hallelujah, because God drew you to this place. God is doing something right now. And I just want you to repeat these words. Whatever. Repeat these words after me. And I don't want you to say them to me because I can't do nothing for you. I want you to say them to God. And they have to come from your heart. Say it together. Say, Father. Everybody say it together. Say, Father, I come to you just the way I am. I believe in you. And I believe in your Son, Jesus Christ. And I know that he died on the cross for my sins. I believe that he died and you rose him from the grave in 3 days. I'm asking you this day, forgive me of my sins. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Be my Master. From this day on, allow me to be yours in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't go nowhere. Hallelujah. I've been serving the Lord for 20 years, maybe a little more. It's been rough sometimes. The same way that there's a God, same way there's a devil. And the minute you leave here, God got your back. He's got you. There is no doubt. He's got you from this day to the end, to the last day, he's got you. But pray. Once you leave here, focus on the Lord. Wherever you go, whatever you're doing, even if you fall, get back up. Say, Lord, I fell, but I'm still going all the way. Go all the way with Jesus. And I guarantee you, everything's going to work out just fine. It's a guarantee. His word says so. Let me pray for you. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, oh God. Father, you said that if one, oh God, when one is found, when one gives their life to you, Father, you said there is a joyous occasion in heaven. Father, there is at least 50 here, at least 20, whatever it is, God. Father, you must have, it must be a party upstairs, oh God. Father, you're rejoicing, oh God, you're rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. Father, I pray for these here right now, God, some, they're not really sure what's going on, but Father, you drew them by your Spirit. God, I'm asking that you would create absolute faith within inside them, the faith that you drew upon, cause it to grow. Nurture it, oh God, water it, oh God, as you promised that you would do so, oh God. Keep them from the hand of the enemy, oh God. From this day forth, oh God, cause them to be warriors for the kingdom. Let them no longer settle, oh God. Cause them to be confident in everything that they do. Cause them to cry out to you, oh God, with tears in the midnight hour. Wake them up, oh God, and cause them to seek your face. God, wake them up. Tap them on the shoulder and let them know that you're ever present, oh God. Let them know that this day was real, oh God. Let them know that you're the absolute king of the world, oh Father. And that nothing happens, oh God, without you saying so first. God, their friends and their families, oh God, that will look at them funny. God, I pray this day forward, oh God, that they will look at them as anointed people, that they will see something different in them, oh God. We come against every devil, every demon, every scheme, every plot, every plan, oh God. We come against it in Jesus' name, Father. And God, we render it powerless day over their lives. Break every yoke, break every bondage in Jesus' name, oh God. And they would never be the same again. Never, never be the same again, Father. Give them the abundant life. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen.